Dalla was glad she'd finished the bitter brew earlier. She was afraid if she'd been drinking, she'd have choked. Her brows drew together.
"That's a poor joke, Fett," she said in an icy tone. "That Sleemo would rather have his hand cut off than do anything noble."
"I think that was an unfortunate side effect as far as Lecithin is concerned,"
Fett continued, completely unruffled by her reaction.
"He didn't set it up, or rather hijack it, in order to help poor, downtrodden species obtain their rights. He did it so there'd be too many situations you'd have to respond to, quickly, without thinking it through. Think of it as arson. He was lighting fires all over the galaxy."
"And I rushed to put them out,"
Dalla said slowly. Comprehension dawned sickly over her, causing her stomach to clench hard.
"That whole organization? It's just a front?"
Fett shook his head.
"Not at all. Most of the poor fools who are the pilots are as idealistic as you'd imagine. Think they're doing good. And they are. They're just being moved about by Lecithin, like pieces on a hologame table. We Mandos had the opportunity to, shall we say, learn more about the flight when you sent us in to put out the fires."
"Crush the uprisings," Dalla said harshly. "Call it what it is."
She was done with the kind of metaphors and justifications she had used when speaking to Wynn and Neck.
"Fine by me. I like plain talk. We've gotten some information from one of the slaves, but they can't tell us what they don't know. And most of them don't know much."
"It was underground before it became so high profile," Dalla said. "Three beings can keep a secret if two of them are dead."
It was an old quote that many worlds claimed as theirs, and it was still brutally true.
"Or if they only know a little. It's like a link in a chain. Each being could only implicate a handful of others, and none of those was anybody worth going after. Except one. A Minyavish had apparently discovered some things that linked Lecithin and a few other highly placed individuals to the flight. We weren't able to recover the actual physical evidence, or any other names, but he certainly sounded convincing about Lecithin."
"Should I ask how you got this information?"
Fett shrugged.
"You didn't hire us to calm tempers with Jiru tea and sweet cakes."
"No, I didn't," Dalla replied. "This is most enlightening. Things that made no sense whatsoever before suddenly have become quite plain."
"Such as the attack on Admiral Boitu."
She gazed levelly at where his eyes would be, if she could see them.
"Such as that, yes."
Someone had gone to great lengths to implicate the Jedi in the assassination attempt on Neck, but had botched the job.
"It also explains the attack on the Solos and Fell at the Pangalactus restaurant."
"You had no part in that."
Her green eyes, thoughtful a second before, turned to jade ice.
"Even if I wanted them dead, I wouldn't put a child in the line of fire. There are other ways."
Fett nodded, as if satisfied.
"It all fits."
Yes, it did all fit. Another troop of players had come on stage, after lurking in the wings unobserved for so long.
"And so, we have a common enemy, you and I. And we get to the issue of my payment?"
"I knew we'd get to that eventually. Proceed."
"I've overheard some of your plans, which you clearly didn't mind, or else you'd have declined when I offered you the use of my communications array. Sounds like you've got some pretty powerful contacts and a solid base of operations. I'm prepared to give you still more. Continued, if covert, use of my people and our technology. I want you safe and solid."
"I'm touched, old friend," she said, and there was actually a hint of sincerity in the words.
"Friendship is a part of it. I don't deny that. But once you're safe and solid in the head of the Empire, you'll be in a position to say thanks. And you can do that by finding a cure for this Hut-un-Ula nanovirus.